This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal asri innal insana lafi khusr. Sadaqallahu al-azim. My dear respected elders and brothers, in the ayat which I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on time. And this tells us the importance of time in our sharia. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath on time, and Allah ta'ala takes an oath on something which is valuable. Allah ta'ala ne zamane aur waqt ki qasam kahi hai, jisse iski ahmiyat hame andaza hota hai ki uski ahmiyat kya hai ki Allah ta'ala ne uski qasam kahi hai. And of course there are various reasons why Allah ta'ala has taken an oath on time. Imam Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that one day he was pondering, why did Allah Ta'ala take an oath on time? While he was thinking about it, he went into the bazaar. He went into the marketplaces. He saw a person selling ice. And that person was telling people, Irhamu may yadhubu ra'su mali. Oh people, have mercy on the one whose merchandise is melting away. Nowadays you get ice, they put it in the freezer. That time they had no freezers. So they told him, buy ice from us. Otherwise there will be nothing, you know, it will melt away. So then Imam Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali said, I realize why Allah is taking an oath on time. That through the means, once our life is like a block of ice, it is melting away every second. Once it is gone, you will never ever get it again, no matter how much you regret. Hayatuka anfasun ta'uddu faka'annama madha nafsun minha intaqasad bihi juz'a. The Arabic poet had said, life is a series of breaths. One breath is gone, it is gone. Till the day of Qiyamah, you will never ever get it again. Now, today we find a very amazing thing. It's something for us to think, that we've got so many different gadgets to save time. We've got all the different gadgets to save time. You know, in the pehle zamane mein, jo na wo mirch wagara wo khud aurate wo kya karte the? They used to grind their own marcha. They used to grind their own thing. They used to make their own atta. They used to make their own flour, their own roti, etc. Nowadays you got Magimix. First you used to go, before you go somewhere, you used to go and, you know, see the maps. How must I go there? Today you got Google Maps. So you don't even have to worry where you are supposed to go. The sad part is, with all these time-saving gadgets, if we count it after the time we are supposed to spend with all those time-saving gadgets, and we come to the end of the equation, with all the time we have spent, how we have made our life better. With all those things that we have managed to save times, how have we made our life better? Have we able to leave a legacy the way our elders have left a legacy? Go and look at what they have left behind, and look at what we are left leaving behind with all our time saving gadgets. The reality is, we don't value time the way the Sharia has told us to value time. In English, there is a saying, time is money. And now there is some truth in it, that if you spend time correctly, utilizing it to income, to get income, you will make some money. But it is very misplaced type of understanding. It is like a child saying, time is sweets, time is chocolates. Now for him, the most important thing in his life is sweets and chocolates. So he feels that the only thing I can use my time correctly is to use it to eat sweets and chocolates. What will the elders tell him? Hum kaise nadani ke baat kar rahe hain, time jo hai na wo chocolate hai, time sweet hai, yeah, aur usse barkar koi kaam nahi hai. Now the same thing is with regard to time is money. By saying time is money, what we have done is that we have equated time, the most important thing that we can do with time is to earn money. But for us, time is even more than that. And of course, if time is money, the way someone has said very beautifully, made a statement, if time is money, agar waqt maal hai, aur mere paas time hai, to maal kahan hai? If time is money, and I got time, where is money? So time is beyond money. Time is more important than money. Time is life. Our entire success and failure depends upon the proper utilization of our time. You use our time correctly, productively, in a positive way, it is means of success. If you fail to use the time correctly, then you will find that your entire life in this world and in the year after is a failure. This is a reality with regard to it. Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Sahaba value time more than gold and silver. Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi ka qawl hai ke Sahaba daulat se zyada waqt ki qadar karte the. There is a very interesting book written by Sheikh Abul Fatah Abu Hudda, one of our great scholars of the past few decades. He wrote a kitab on how the ulama used to preserve and how they used to value time. In there, there's a one beautiful statement of his. He used to say, time is like a sword. Time is like a sword. Either it slays you or you slay it. Either time slays you or you slay it. If the time slays you, you won't be able to do anything that is good. And if you slay the time, you will be able to do many things which are beneficial. And if you utilize your time in something positive, you will benefit. Otherwise, if you don't use your time in something productive, naturally you're going to use your time in something that is negative. Time management is one of the great things of our situation. Kis tarah time ko ahmiyat dena aur apne waqt ko kis tarah se istemal karna, there are certain causes for it. There is whole 2-3 days causes of time management. I say the best time management we can get is from the personality whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةُ الْحُسْحَسَنَةِ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se barkar koi rehnuma nahi hai. Kis tarah se time ko hum istemal kare. Now what we find from the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was meticulous in his timing. There is so much barakah and blessing in the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his short span of time, 23 years of Nabuwat, did what people in centuries cannot do. Last week in the Sirah Jalsa, I spoke about the year of delegations. The 9th year after Hijri is Amul Wufud. They said 110 delegations came to visit Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In 1 year, 110 delegations. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dealt with them, everyone, effectively, how he's supposed to deal with them. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam planned his day, prioritized his task, kept his word, speech, brief, concise, productive, and comprehensive. Look at the du'as of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For every occasion, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a du'a. What does it mean? For every action, he had a plan. When he went into the bathroom, he knew what du'a to make. When he came out of the bathroom, he knew what du'a to make. When he started eating, he knew what du'a to make. That means he had a productive life. What did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach us with regard to, planning? One of the things that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, start early. Start your day early. Time management. Sabse pehle ye hai ke subah jaldi shuru kare. Now this is something that is a very great weakness. I studied in Pakistan, mujhe pata hai. People before 10, 11 o'clock, they don't start. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, give blessings to my ummat in the beginning of the day. Din ke shuru mein Allah Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne dua farmayi ke hamari ummat ko is subah ke shuru mein ya Allah barkat de aur hum barkat ke auqat mein hum so rahe hain. We are sleeping. Start your day early. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man salla subha fi jama'atin fa huwa fi dhimmatillah. He who reads his fajr salat wa jama'at, he is under the protection of Allah Ta'ala. One hadith I read many years ago, yesterday I was trying to find it, I couldn't because of, haste. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion said, whoever the first thing in the morning gets out of his house for salat, he gets up with the plague of Allah. And whoever for the first thing in the morning gets out of his house for the sake of dunya, he goes out with the plague of shaitan. The first thing, if you get out of your house in the morning, is for the sake of salat, you are with the flag of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sabse pehle start off early. You will see Allah Ta'ala will give barakah. Nabi Karim S.A.W.'s life was start early. After Isha, normally, Nabi Karim S.A.W. never used to sleep late. Very little he used to speak to the family, and he used to sleep early. Sleep early, get up early. Early to bed, early to rise, is a sign of a healthy mind. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Yeah, where do we learn from these type of sayings? Nabi Karim S.A.W. taught us that many, many years ago. Then, the best thing by invest your time in remembering Allah. There is nothing better in terms of your time than remembering Allah. You see, we use return on investment. Today, everyone wants to say, how much investment do I get? 8%, 10%, 12%? No. Nowadays, people are looking for the best. The best return on investment is to spend in remembering Allah. How much time you spend doesn't mean you must only spend in remembering Allah. Allah has kept up his needs. We have to go out for risk. We have to do other things. But the best return on investment is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدْ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever you deposit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain forever. And whatever you spend in the dunya is going to be destroyed. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُذِيُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah will never allow your investment which you invest with Allah ta'ala to go for waste. Build your day around salat. अपने पूरे औकात को इस तरह से आप उसको प्लान करें अपने दिन को सलात के मातहती में और सलात के इर्द गिर्द में. प्लान योर डे अराउंड सलात. वी मेक आवर डे अराउंड आवर सलात. वी गिव प्रायोरिटी टू आवर सलात. वी गिव प्रायोरिटी टू आवर इबादत. एंड वी प्लान आवर डे अराउंड आवर सलात, नॉट वाइस वर्सा. वी डू एवरीथिंग एल्स एंड देन इन बिटवीन वी स्लिप इन सलात. वी प्लान आवर डे अराउंड सलात. Nabi Karim S.A.W. was asked, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the most important deed? Sabse aham kaam kya hai? As-salatu li waqtiha. Salat apne time par, apne waqt par. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitabam mawquta. Allah Ta'ala says, salat is determined by Allah on its proper time. Ye pata nahi kahan se aa gaya. We don't know where this thing comes from. That हमारे यहाँ time की पाबंदी नहीं है. So you tell someone that you know this, you have to come at 10 o'clock. If he comes 10:30, 11 o'clock, you say time पर आ गया. ये कौन से time आ गया? You 1 hour late and you say time पर आ गया. That is not time. There is one incident which I heard from one, you know, Ali from India. He said one day in Mumbai station, now it's a little bit better. There used to be a time that, you know, the trains always used to be delayed. So one day all of a sudden everyone was very happy. Time, train time per agya, train time per agya. See, everyone was happy. The train came on time. Baad mein pata chala ye kal ki train tha. It was yesterday's train. So this is the situation that we find ourselves. This whole particular amongst our ulama, I have seen Maulana Abdullah Kapodri, rahmatullah alayh, so pabund on time, so, you know, meticulous. When he was told him, I'm coming to fetch you at 10 o'clock, by 9:45, Maulana was ready. And he used to face up and down. If they were 2 minutes late, why are people not coming on time? So the first thing, brothers, start on time. Second thing is, stop wasting time. Yeah. Today we waste time. We don't know how to say. You know, there was a statistics, and today if you go into Google, they tell you, and you say, today they got everything. They got all the stats, but the stats doesn't make us better in terms of practice. 2.5 hours daily people spend on social media. In America, the ratio is even more. I was hearing a talk yesterday. In America, every day, people spend 5 hours a day on social media and TV. And throughout the world, the stats is 2.5 hours. And this is a reality. We are wasting our time, therefore we don't seem to make anything out of our time. And look at our ulama. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi passed away in early 40s. He was only 40 odd years when he passed away. But today, up till now, everyone remembers Imam Nawawi. People, Riyazul Salihin, millions of kitabs have been printed on Riyazul Salihin. Arba'in, the 40 ahadith of Imam Nawawi, rahmatullah alayhi. Subhanallah. When, and what, he did such a legacy that he left behind, and he passed away in the early 40s. Hazrat Muhammad Hanbali, rahmatullah alayhi, was living in a small village, wrote 1,200 books in his lifetime. From tafsir of the Holy Quran to small, you know, small leaflets. 1,200 product, you know, publications in his lifetime. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting time. The third thing is, hasten in doing good deeds. Don't procrastinate. Procrastination is a thief of time. How many times we have read it? Today, one of the, one of the reasons for procrastination is waiting for the perfect time. Waiting for the perfect, ye sab sahi, sab kuch sahi hoga, tab main shuru karunga. Ye to aane wala heen hai hi nahi. That perfect time will never come. You have to start the all accomplishments, all great things have only started and have only been accomplished after you have started something. You certainly waiting for the ideal time to come, perfect moment, perfect environment, that will never come. Start off, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you barakah. So stop procrastination. You know, tomorrow is a mythical land where all motivations and achievement is stored. Kal hoga. Nothing happens tomorrow. Things happen today. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, Asr ke baad, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushed from the masjid. Now Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam normally after every salat used to sit for a little while. One day all of a sudden, the moment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salam, rushed away. Sahaba also were taken aback. Ya Rasulullah, afterwards he came back, Ya Rasulullah, what happened? Just look at the answer. In my mind, in my salat, the thought came, I have got some gold dinars in my house. And I'm afraid that my death must come while I still have this gold dinars in my possession. Main kaise jawab dunga Allah Ta'ala ke Nabi ke paas dinar the? How will I give an answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Immediately after Asr, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went home, took those gold dinars and went to distribute it. Stop procrastination. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Badiru bil amal. You know, hasten towards doing good deeds before seven things overtake you. Hal tantaziruna illa faqra munsiya, aw ghinan mudghiya, aw marada mufsida. Are you waiting for poverty to come where you will not be able to do things? Are you waiting for prosperity which makes you corrupt? Which many a times wealth makes us corrupt. So we got wealth, instead of using that wealth to make more things productive, that wealth makes us, you know, become more corrupt. Or you're waiting for a disease and an illness to take over you, then you won't be able to do things. You know, and there used to be one musalli of ours, you know, Saj Mia, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannah. So we used to play tennis one time. So many a times in his tennis, you know, one day, you know, he used to run towards a ball, and because of old age, he couldn't get there. So he used to say a very famous thing. My mind was there, my body wasn't there. My mind was there. I wanted to get there, but my old age, I couldn't get there. So are you waiting for sickness to come? Then are you going to do it? Or are you waiting for your old age to come where you lose your memory? Or sudden death which will overtake you? Or Dajjal will come? Or the hour will come, and the hour will be the most grievous and the most bitter. Ya Allah. So stay away from that. And then amongst things with regard to time management, honor the time of others. If you have given someone a time, part of valuing time is to honor the time of others. That is why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sermon was brief, concise, powerful and comprehensive. By honoring the time of others, we honor our own time. And lastly, let me say, be prioritized and be consistent. Tarjihat ko apnaye. There are many things that you are supposed to do. Which is priority? Take things with regard to prioritize your time. What is more important? Then only you look at that which is more important and have a consistent, you know, basis. Have a schedule with regard to your time. Sometimes there will be a situation where you give and take, and sometimes you go against that particular type of schedule. But as far as possible, prioritize your time and be consistent with regard to your planning. Allah Ta'ala will question us with regard to time. Before I make mention of that, let me say, you know, there's this one beautiful statement that you see from time to time, it's on Google, and it is everywhere, the paradox of time. And it's got some very beautiful statements. You know, there's a version, five different people have said that they have written it, and no one knows with regard to who actually has written it. But it's so beautiful. The paradox of time in history is that today, we have taller buildings, but shorter tempers. Yesterday I went to go meet someone, their particular analysis, our shorter tempers, they said 30% of our marriages are ending in divorce. I disputed that, I said, no, it can't be so bad. But this is our situation. We have taller buildings, shorter tempers, wider freeways, but narrower viewpoints. We spend more, but we have less. We buy more, but we enjoy less. We have bigger homes, smaller families. Previously, we have smaller homes, we had bigger families. Now we have bigger homes, smaller families. More conveniences, less time. We have more degrees, less sense. We have more degrees, less sense. More knowledge, less judgment. More experts, but more problems. More medicines, but less wellness. We have multiplied our possessions, but reduce our values. We talk too much. We love too seldom. We hate too often. We've learned how to make a living, but we have not learned how to make a life. We have added years to our life, not life to years. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ. Allah will question you on the day of Qiyamah. Did I not give you a whole life? What did you do with it? Aapne kya kya? What did you do with the life I've given you? Brothers, value each and every moment. Use it to do something productive. Use it to come closer towards Almighty Allah. Create a legacy for your family, for yourself, for your community. Because life and time is a great amanah.